This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Have some fun, shall we? Get into the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about in a wholesale and retail way, and a wholesome way as well. That's the byword, we're wholesome here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is all spoked out, as it were. That wasn't because she was riding a bicycle either. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls. And so let's approach the day with aplomb. I always thought that was an interesting word, didn't you?
I love
plum.
That. Mm-hmm.
That is. Aplomb. With aplomb. Okay, well, if you've got a
plum, not as in, like, the food way, but yeah. There is some food news if you want to do that.
Oh, okay.
Some trending food news from the James Beard Foundation. The James Beard Award that was they were given out earlier this week, and since 1990, the James Beard Foundation, which James Beard himself was sort of, he was a chef and kind of redefined American cuisine. And so they honor the best, most outstanding names in the food and beverage industry. And the best restaurant in all of the United States is in Philadelphia. And if you go to Zahav, which is actually an Israeli restaurant in Philadelphia, it's focused on all kinds of Israeli cuisine, as well as a mix of modern and American cuisine. And that won the James Beard Award for Best Restaurant in America. And so,
Yay. Yeah,
good for Philly. That's good news for them. And so, and you don't really think
they
of Philly.
You Philadelphia cheesesteak at this restaurant?
Yeah, no cheesesteaks there, but you don't really think, except for cheesesteaks, that's funny you bring that up, but it's you don't really think of Philly much on a national platform of, you know, amazing restaurants. You think of New York, obviously, Charleston, South Carolina always has a bevy of restaurants that get named for all kinds of awards. So it's good for Philadelphia. The best chef in the Mid-Atlantic region went to Tom Cunanan from Bad Saint, and that is in Washington, D.C. I don't know, Kara, if you're familiar with that restaurant, but that's obviously going to have a spike of visitors now. The best chef in the Midwest was Ann Kim from Young Joni. That's in Minneapolis. In the Northeast, there's a Boston restaurant called Uni, and Tony Messina is the best chef there. Best chef in the Northwest is Brady Williams for Canlis, that's in Seattle. Best chef in the South is Vishwesh Bhatt for Snack Bar in Oxford, Mississippi.
Good for you.
Best chef in Southeast is Mashama Bailey for The Gray, that's in Savannah, Georgia. And she's actually, I've read about her, she's kind of a rising star in the culinary world. The best chef in the Southwest is Charlene Badman, and that's F&B in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the best chef in the West is Michael Cimarusti from Providence. Providence is the name of the restaurant, and that is in Los Angeles. So congratulations to everybody. There is there isn't a prize in terms of money.
Well, the prize is what happens. your reputation is enhanced and people go to the visit.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is, as soon as you get a James Beard Award and you put that plaque on your front door, the traffic is just unbelievable. People, this is like the Oscars of the food world. So it changes businesses.
Does it get played up on these food networks and food shows? Is that, where does this guy James Beard come from? I don't know him or much about him.
I don't believe he's alive anymore, but he was the foundation was started in his name. And so it basically is a nonprofit to honor the best of the best.
Good food. Okay, so probably Mickey D's is not going to be on the list.
Probably not.
Really fabulous, really great, fantastic restaurants. McDonald's, in other food news, inching closer to getting on board the meatless burger wagon, new version of one of its biggest, vegan burger, the Big Vegan TS. And they are launching it in Germany, interestingly enough, one of the five leading international markets for McDonald's. And Nestle is making the meatless patty for McDonald's, which first started to sell the burger late last month. It's plant-based protein. The interest in this is growing rapidly. Consumers are looking for ways to eat healthier and reduce their environmental footprint. And that would come from the amount of beef that's grown and the methane gas and all that story that you
and
hear.
And the processing of beef in general. Yeah. And, yeah, it's very bad for the environment.
The difference here, for those of you who are veggie burger, I don't like veggie burgers. I've never liked them.
They always fall apart, don't they?
Yeah, right. They don't taste.
It's kind of mushy. Yeah.
I don't like even the taste. So this is a new protein. This burger, which is basically a protein burger, designed to look and taste just like meat. So what do they call it? The blood burger? Didn't we talk about that the other day?
The Impossible Burger. Yeah, the Impossible Burger is being sold at Burger King.
At Burger King, right?
And that one, yeah, I'm not positive because it grosses me out. I haven't looked into it that much, but I believe the Impossible Burger is the one that when you cut it open, the inside looks like it's rare meat. Yeah. And so it looks very similar to real meat. So I don't know.
So if you don't, you will find you won't. I'm guessing those of you who are burger fans and are in the Southwest, you won't find these at Carl's Jr. You won't find them at In-N-Out Burger. You probably won't even find them. What's that new chain that's all over the Northeast or all over the East Coast? Is Bob Boy? Five Boys, Five Brothers,
five
or something.
Guys. That's
five
not new. Guys. That's been around for, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Really?
Probably.
We just have them up here recently in the New England area.
Oh.
So I know that we were.
People
in there
seem
once.
To like Five Guys a lot.
I had a veggie burger that was very good in there, and they have peanuts. So you sit around and eat the peanuts while you're waiting for the burger. And
wait,
I will tell
you
they
meat,
have.
Though. What did you have?
I had a veggie burger. They have a veggie burger.
Oh, okay.
It was quite good. I had mushrooms with it and pickles and stuff. What else did I? I went in with a friend. Oh, they had great fries, too.
I was going to ask. Yeah, they've got the Cajun fries, which I get every time.
Ooh,
and
yum.
I eat too many, and they're super delicious. And then your whole car smells like Cajun fries. But yeah, not that I've been there before.
No,
we're really hungry.
All right, let's go back to Burger King for a moment, because they announced this week something new and different. You know how McDonald's has been known for its Happy Meal, right? The fast food from McDonald's and kids like the Happy Meals. Now, Burger King has come up with a new line of meal boxes that honor all kinds of things in the human emotion category, from totally excited to sad. And they are calling these Real Meals. Real Meals launched last week, come in five different varieties. A pissed meal for when you're mad. Blue meal for when you're sad. The salty meal for when you're a little bitter. The Yaz meal for when you literally can't contain your excitement. And the DGAF meal for when you really could care less about anything. Who works it? This is crazy. They're available at Burger King in Seattle, Miami, L.A., New York, and Austin, Texas to try them out. Big, brightly colored boxes. Well, that's what they do at McDonald's.
Is there anything different in each meal, or are they the same thing?
No.
Like, am I going to get a little bottle of vodka if I've got, like, I don't know, if I'm feeling angry?
Probably not. No. They've dubbed them unhappy meals, actually. So they're happening. At least during this, there's an experiment this month. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so a Burger King getting in on that. Right? This is a lot of complexity here for something that's pretty simple. In a bag, you get a burger and fries and a drink. That's it. It sounds a little complicated. I don't think the average Burger King customer is interested in all this. I may be wrong about that, but I'm going to guess. That's not their cup of tea. Well, listen, let's figure it out. Quarter past the hour in a moment. How eating chili peppers can help you. That's up next here on the DJV program.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, and you hear the term smart home all the time, and certainly home technology is an extremely important part of the American family, and I took a step recently to make my home a little smarter by simply changing out one light switch, and I changed it out with a smart switch from GE, part of their C from GE series, and it's just amazing how easy it was to install. I paired it with an app. Now I can control the dimmability of the light. It's a motion sensor. I can schedule it. It just really does make a big difference in the comfort and convenience in your home. Another thing I did is installed a humidity sensing exhaust fan in my bathroom that virtually eliminated all mold and mildew. I can leave the switch on. When it relative humidity gets up to a certain level, it turns itself on and turns itself off when it reaches a decent level. A lot of ways that you can control things around your home. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's get healthy, boys and girls. Welcome to Uncle Dougie's Restaurant, where a new experiment shows that eating chili peppers could slow down the spread of lung cancer. Listen up. This comes from the one of those medical journals, Experimental Biology, finding the compound capsaicin, which is in hot chili peppers, can slow the spread of lung cancer. I've seen this sort of thing before, you know, where the stuff that grows, and apparently things that are really spicy are good for your system. I can't stand to eat this stuff, but a lot of people love it. Lung cancer, leading cause of cancer death now for both men and women. So this is pretty big news. The research examined non-small cell living cancer cells, saw that this capsaicin stopped the cells from moving into other tissues. Isn't there a drug called capsaicin? Why have I heard about this before, ladies? Do you know anything? Why would I?
I don't know. Maybe.
Getting this info, there's something ringing in my head about capsaicin. Anyway, so the bottom line in this research and with the focus on chili peppers, because the reason lung cancer is so hard to treat, it's difficult to detect. And once the symptoms arise, it usually is too late. It's kind of like pancreatic cancer, which I think would also be helped probably by having this stuff in your diet. So they did a lot of work on mice, and it's been determined that using this stuff, in a clinical setting anyway, slowed down the cancer quite successfully. So something to think about. Anyway, if you got any of that in your family, 21 and change after the hour.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's one of her older songs.
Oh.
I kind of like it. It's called Ugly Lights. I like the beat. I don't know about the words.
I thought it was Miley Cyrus at first.
Yeah, really? Well, she has become moderately controversial, Miranda Lambert has. 2019 CMT Music Awards fast approaching. Nominations for the award show revealed this week. Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Brothers Osborne, and Zach Brown Band lead the nominations with 3 nods each. The show will be on June 5th, as I said. Additional acts receiving recognition with more than one nomination at the show include Brandi Carlile, Carrie Underwood, Cole Swindell, Dan and Shay, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Walter Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, Julia Michaels, Casey Musgraves, Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Sugarland, Taylor Swift. All right, just for the heck of it, let's count how many women are involved. Because the big thing in country music now is that women are being dissed. So we got Miranda Lambert is 1. Maren Morris is 2. Let's see here.
Brandi Carlile
is 3. Carrie Underwood is 4. Let's see here.
Julia Michaels and Casey Musgraves. So yeah, 5 and 6. Kelsey Ballerini.
6.
And then some of the other 7. Bands have Little Big Town.
Taylor Swift is 8. Oh, actually, Florida Georgia Line is led by a woman.
No, it's
right?
Not. No. It's 2 men.
Those are 2 guys.
Little Big Town and Sugarland both have women in them.
Why did I think? No, you know what I was thinking? What's the? It begins with an A. Why am I thinking?
Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
They're not even on here.
It's interesting to me because I don't think that there's ever been a shortage of women at award shows. I feel like they've always kind of dominated, and they've always had Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood perform, and Carrie Underwood has been hosting award shows for forever. I think it's more just the radio play and the actual awards that are won. Yeah.
Well, that's because radio is run by a bunch of sexist pigs, old white guys. Who said that? Did I just say
you
that?
You said that. Yeah, but you're right. it's true.
Formatically. There are more women involved in programming AC than ever before, but that's kind of pretty much it. All right, so that's the latest from the awards department. CMT Music Awards next month. Man, there are a lot of those shows, though, aren't there?
Well, this is all fan-voted, so it's kind of different. Yeah. Fans can really actually have a say in it.
Mm. How is Kelly Clarkson, by the way, back on The Voice? She look okay?
She looks okay, but I think she's still in some pain. She's been, but she's tough, man. Got to give her a lot of credit.
Good for her. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber now in the music focus. They have confirmed a new collaboration, which would be together, obviously. They're longtime friends. Ed Sheeran doesn't choose his friends too well, but that's all right. they both shared the news of Sheeran's newest single, I Don't Care, on their respective social media accounts. Then news of their joint effort came out after hints from both of them, including photos from the set of a shoot featuring them both in Hawaiian shirts and a snippet of I Don't Care that Bieber revealed on his social media. The pair had worked together before on a big hit called Love Yourself, which you're listening to now, which Sheeran and Bieber wrote together. So this new song, I Don't Care, will drop on Friday of this week. All right? So there it is, today's Worm News at 28 past the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One student was killed and 8 others injured in the nation's latest school shooting incident. This one happening yesterday at STEM School Highlands Ranch near Denver, Colorado. 2 suspects who are students at the school are now in custody, an 18-year-old and 17-year-old. The Douglas County Sheriff says it could have been worse had it not been for first responders.
I have to believe that the quick response of the officers that got inside that school helped save lives.
A U.S. House committee will consider contempt of Congress citations for Attorney General William Barr and the Justice Department today, as the department still refusing to honor a subpoena to give the full and unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to the Judiciary Committee. That subpoena also demands all underlying evidence in the report. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We go again into the world of conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. That would be translated into "Welcome to the free DJV program." Here we are. Dum 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 doop doop. Around the world, B-52s have been added to the aircraft carrier strike group, moving to the Middle East. More trouble with the Iranians. Pentagon sending some more military muscle into this area to counter the threats from Iran to U.S. troops on the ground and at sea. These people are crazy. This guy is certifiable. We have to deal with it. How is it so many certifiably crazy people get to be leaders of countries. I think about all the way, I mean, the history of the world is littered with these people who are crazy, who become leaders of the world. Even going back to the time of Alexander the Great, who is certifiable. Oh, these people that want to conquer the world. What kind of mindset wants to conquer
world?
Huh? What is it?
It's true. Yep.
So you got all of these people now all worked up about this. The Pentagon says they're going to, because of the heightened Iranian problem, we got to send more troops and the bombers. These B-52s can carry 70,000 pounds of bombs. So what are you going to do with all that stuff? They threaten them a little bit. But the Ayatollah is a certifiable nutcase. So he doesn't care. He's like Kim Jong Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing seems to, at least on the surface, it doesn't. They do a lot of huffing and puffing and make a lot of noise. We're not going to do this. We're not going to let you push us around. We'll fix you. What are you talking about? It's exasperating, isn't it?
It is.
It saps all of your energy thinking about these nutbirds that are running. And, I mean, you focus on who wants to be president. All these people are crazy. Who wants to be president? Who wants that responsibility? Who wants to be the target? Or unless you are, you know, kind of nuts. I don't know, whether it's all past, present. I don't know.
I was thinking the other day when Mike Pompeo was on his way to Germany and he had, I don't know what he travels on. Does he travel on like Air Force 2 or whatever?
No, but they have a 757 those guys use.
And then he has a press.
And he has a press pool,
you know, that travels with him. And so they were on their way to Germany and I guess they canceled that immediately and then it wasn't disclosed where they were going. It turns out they went to Iraq. They went to Baghdad. And it's all because of this Iran stuff. He said he wanted to go to Baghdad and assure the leadership there that, you know, the U.S. was still on their side and blah, blah, blah. But that must be, I thought about to have that job as Secretary of State, especially more so, I think, than the president, that must be terrifying. You're on your way to Germany to meet with Angela Merkel, and then you get the call, oh, hey, you've got to go to Baghdad right now. You've got to fly closer to the problem, and you have to fly into what maybe some people think is imminent danger. And then, what, you know, do you call your wife and say, hey, got to go to Baghdad now? It's crazy. I don't know anyone that would really, I don't know, I wouldn't want to sign up for that. It's not easy.
No. All right, here's something else going on that people around the world are talking about. These folks that work for Reuters, is it Wallone? Is that how you pronounce that? And Kwai So-on? They spent 500 days behind bars in Myanmar. Reported on a story of the massacre, remember? That was last, it was 2 years ago. Wasn't that 2 years ago? Seems to me it's been a couple of years. Anyway,
it's still a problem, but yes, that was like the big, the Rohingya Muslims that were massacred in Myanmar. And the world didn't, the reason these two were jailed is because the world didn't know what was going on until these guys leaked it out. And they interviewed so many people over there and they were undercover and it's a talk about putting yourself in the line of fire. They were in a very dangerous situation. And they were, you know, it's once again, it's incredible bravery to get the real story out of what has happened over there. The mass killing, it's crazy.
So, anyway, these two initially sentenced to 7 years under Myanmar's Official Secrets Act, but they've now been pardoned by the president as part of a custom of mass clemency during their new year.
They had to because the whole world knows about it now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's, you know, this was not like any benevolent act. This was save face before anybody, you know, wants to do more digging into what's going on here.
There ought to be some more digging. Also, around the world, if you're trying to use Uber or Lyft today, there's going to be a big strike at most of the airports, right? Isn't it mostly at the airports there? Complaining about
it's in major cities, so if you have to go to the airport, book a cab or get a friend to drive you, because I wouldn't rely on Uber or Lyft.
How is the how's that IPO doing? Anybody been following?
They haven't fought. It hasn't launched. It hasn't whatever. It hasn't made a debut yet.
I thought it was
yet.
Already out there. Really?
No, it's Thursday, I believe.
So the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Is supporting them as you might you might think, but that's going to be good for the taxis, not so good for. It's interesting to see the signs been posted in L.A. on the West Coast anyway, San Francisco, San Diego. It's kind of like a rally. I guess you know it's a whole different life. It isn't the circle that I travel in. So when you see what goes on here. How many people? I know we've all used Uber. I've never used Lyft. I think you guys have used Lyft. I've never used them. But I did, on your recommendation, I downloaded the app and have it to use. But I just, I don't know. Here's, in my mind, you can hear my frustration in my voice as I'm thinking this through. Here's a perfect example, a wonderful, actually, example, a great story about people who've come up with a business idea that have created literally something out of nothing. And it still is nothing because they don't own anything, either of them. It's a computer software program that has been developed that's worth billions. Yet another example of somebody creating something like this in the computer world, the technology world, that in essence is, it's like radio in a sense. It's just air. It's like, okay, you can't touch us, you can hear us, excuse me, and that's it. So it's, you're buying air, in a sense, when you buy a commercial. So I find it fascinating. All right, next up, we're going to focus on public service. Those of you, this is Public Service Recognition Week. So I want to dig into the background of that and tell you a few stories right after these words here on the DJV program.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. As I noted, May 5th through the 11th is Public Service Recognition Week. And so a focus on those who serve us, the people who are first responders. We'll gather some information, starting with Elizabeth Fields, who is with the Gary Sinise Foundation. She's Director of Development there, Chief Operating Officer, and this is something Gary Sinise is well known for, his selfless work with many different groups. He becomes very visible during national holidays, and so that, along with how you can put the public service groups together with companies who can help, and as a sort of combined effort here, we have Jessica Edgerton, who is Director of Brand Development for Cooper Tire and Rubber Company, leading their strategy and marketing efforts. And this is a way for a company like this to help acknowledge the good work that's being done by organizations like the Gary Sinise Foundation. Is that a good way of looking at it, Jessica?
Yes, absolutely. We really felt at Cooper that we had a common interest in honoring those that we rely on, in this case, first responders. Since they have to rely on their vehicles to get to those in need, and your four tires on your vehicle are the only things to come into contact with the road, so they're a critical part of allowing you and first responders getting where they need to be. For us, honoring them during this week, providing this critical equipment, was really a natural fit.
So let's, Elizabeth, talk about more specifically the Gary Sinise Foundation. What basically is the mantra there? What do you want to be known more for than anything else?
Well, first let me say thank you so much for having us on the show today. I greatly appreciate the time. The Gary Sinise Foundation, as you know, was founded by actor Gary Sinise, and our mission is really to serve our nation's defenders. That includes our veterans, our first responders, and their families. And we have four programmatic pillars that we focus on, and they're called RISE, Community Outreach, First Responders. And to learn more about it and the specifics that we do, you can visit GarySiniseFoundation.org.
Well, what you're looking for here in part, I would think, would be if you send people to the website, is donations to help the work continue. It can't all be on Gary Sinise's shoulders to do all of this stuff. You must have a lot of support from companies and individuals around the country, a la the Cooper folks.
We do, absolutely. Cooper Tire individuals and other companies have been instrumental in helping us with our core values of the foundation and ensuring that we can serve our nation's defenders, like firefighters, and yes, donations and any other volunteer time that people can give, we appreciate it. And again, you can visit the website, GarySiniseFoundation.org, to help us out.
So, Jessica, to go back to Cooper, why does somebody like you tell the bosses at Cooper this is a good thing for us to attach to? Because there are a lot of different outfits. I'm sure that that there are opportunities for you to help in many different ways. All these big companies have foundations. So why the connection with Gary Sinise?
I'm glad that you asked that. As I mentioned earlier, you know, first responders are counted on no matter the conditions or the emergency, and they have to rely on their vehicles. But even though the tires that they are using on their vehicles can, in the conditions that they're in, can be extreme, it's important for us to make listeners aware that, you know, tires are critical in your safety. And so in addition to honoring first responders during National Public Service Week, this was a great opportunity for us to get the message about Cooper out there through through this donation, and to talk about the safety and reliability and the durability of our tires. The extreme conditions that first responders put their tires through, if our tires can stand up to that, then we really felt like that was a good opportunity to discuss what we can offer to everybody else.
Well, I think under the circumstances, it's one of those things where you, until you think about it, here's a great opportunity. How many people think about their tires until they go flat? You know, you really don't think about it until something doesn't work. So here's a way for you to have it, to put something like this on top of mind, and then to connect it to a twofold, two-pronged approach here. And so that's why I would suggest that people who are supportive of the kind of things that Gary does might go to GarySiniseFoundation.org to learn how you can help them with donations. And then support, if you believe in the mission, then you buy your tires from Cooper. It's pretty simple and straight, direct line. CooperTire.com is a good place to go for that. So, Jessica, thanks for being here. Elizabeth, thanks for telling the story. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eckstein is here from The Pet Show, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. That's the story of the horses that he's taken care of. They've done a nice job taking care of Warren, so they ran to write their story about Warren. So the horses have written this book, and it just Warren uses his name, but the horses really wrote the book. Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. You can find that wherever good books are sold. I imagine you can find it on Amazon, elsewhere. They can find Amazon on Warren's website, as far as that's
concerned. Yeah, you can download it at the Pet Picture.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can find out more about Warren. I don't plug his stuff enough. Hugs and Kisses, I feed every day little chunks of vitamins and minerals that come in the form of Hugs and Kisses. Warren has a proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins for both dogs in one canister and cats in another canister, and they are fabulous. And you ought to have them for your dog or your cat. Pet Show or hugsandkisses.com. Are pets racist? A conversation that actually Warren and I were having off the air, but I think it's worth a moment of our time. People say, well, wait a minute, what's he saying? A dog? How is a dog? Well, I think there is evidence. Both of us can come up with, Warren, where dogs are discriminating. Maybe not racist, because that word kind of gets overused, I think, in our society. But dogs can tell the difference between white people, black people, certain types of people, right? That's reality.
Absolutely. In other words, I actually got a call like that. It was kind of bothering me a little bit. I don't like the term racist either. But the bottom line is that over the years, having worked with as many animals as I've worked with, it's not unusual for a dog that's brought up in an all-white neighborhood to react differently to an African-American person and vice versa. I mean, years ago when I was training in the South Bronx and Harlem areas of heavy black populations, their dogs would often react the same way to me. Now, even when I was training overseas, interesting that the dogs also reacted to Asians differently than they reacted to myself. And I started questioning what could it be. I mean, obviously it's the way we look, maybe it's mannerisms, but I think a lot has to do with our diets as well. Different diets, you know, everything with the dog is smell. So different diets produce different reactions on dogs as well. So I don't know if their races are real, but they're curious, and if they've not been exposed to something, they're kind of want to know more about it, so they may react differently. But it's not uncommon for a perfectly friendly dog to react differently when he sees someone of a different race, not because they're racist, but because it's different. I think that's more of a better way to describe it.
Yeah, okay, but it is something they're discerning. Let's use that word, if you will. USA Today, focusing on the problems of people who are alone. There's an article about loneliness and how to cope with loneliness. And one of the suggestions, this is not anything more than duh, is to have a pet, right?
Yeah, here's a quote from the article. When we think about loneliness, we need attachment figures, and pets meet that need. You don't have to worry about confidentiality or judgment. It is what it is, and it's so true. I mean, so many times over the years, I've worked with senior citizens, Catholic Charities housing, where a person was living by themselves, and they were depressed, and they weren't taking care of themselves physically, and, you know, the women weren't putting makeup on, men weren't combing their hairs. But yet, when you brought a dog into the environment, it made a big difference for them because it gave them the opportunity to go out and meet other people, and it gave them that interaction, which really helps with the loneliness. So all the new studies are indicating that if, you know, for loneliness, having a dog, here's a great quote, listen to this, more than 54% of people said that their pet helps them connect with other people, 51% said that the pets make them feel less shy. There you go.
When you take a walk with your dog and other people are out walking with your dog, there's the sniff and smell thing from the dogs, and then the people that own the dogs are going to start having a conversation. I heard once from somebody who was trying to hook me up that the best place to find women is to go take a walk with your dog.
I were an entrepreneur, I would rent cute puppies to single people and let them walk around the park because that's all you would need. Definitely, Lisa. Or there's a commercial on TV now. It's kind of interesting where a guy is walking a dog and it turns out that he's trying to flirt with a lady and the lady says, that's not really a dog, is it? And they said, no, and it's his friend's dog. But she had a baby and she was trying to meet somebody and the baby wasn't her real baby either. It belongs to a friend of mine. So it's a great commercial. But it's so true. And even in New York City, where people kind of walk down the street, if you have a dog, it's amazingly how people will stop and conversations will start up. Oh, I used to have a dog like that. Oh, what a cute dog. What's his name? So I think it's a real conversation starter, and I really think it really does help for people that are very lonely.
Yeah. Well, it's a horrible place to be. Nobody wants to be alone. I like being alone sometimes, but I think maybe because I have the company of Daisy May, I'm not really alone. You aren't alone. You got your fabulous pet. Check out Warren at petshow.com, 59 after the hour on the DJB show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.